heart is filling with adrenaline right now. Whether you know it or not, your heart's beating fast. It's getting a little harder to breathe. Your neurobiological system is telling it to run, but your knees are too weak to move.
Fear is not real. The only place that fear can exist is in our thoughts of the future. It is a product of our imagination, causing us to fear things that do not at present and may not ever exist. That is near insanity. Do not misunderstand me. Danger is very real, but fear is a choice. We are all telling ourselves a story.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. 100% listener-supported radio. Reporting the danger. Unafraid. Right here, where information never sleeps. Revolution. Radio!
Are you coming to the train, led by a man who wants to break the chains? Establishment is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out for a wall built by crane? Media is terrified, they can't control his reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train, where brave men called out the fools who lead in vain? Lobbyists are terrified, they can't control our reign. Let's meet this year on the Trump train. Are you coming to the train? Wear a hat of hope, side by side with me. Make America great again, break the chains. Let's meet this year on the Trump train.
And we are going to be respected by the world again and not laughed at like we're all a bunch of stupid people being led by incompetent politicians. It's not going to go on any longer.
Are you coming to the train to take our great country back again? Join the revolution, break the chains. Let's meet this year on a Trump train.
We're going to win at the borders. We're going to win, and we're going to keep winning. And we are going to make America great again, greater than ever before. Greater than ever before.
November 5th, 2023. This is Dr. Johnny, and let's keep the truth alive and be generous with your contribution to freedomslips.org. Dr. Johnny gives every month through the Patreon account that I started, and you can set one up too. Just set one up and automatically donate $5 or more per month. It's so easy. And if you don't donate to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.org, please give a generous donation to Dr. Johnny. We've really been working hard to give you the truth and about our world and the tools to help you survive and thrive. So your contribution will really help us out and keep Dr. Johnny on the air. And I want to thank you so much for being on my show today. You're now connected to the Master Survivor Beyond PhD Command Center, where Dr. Johnny with a bald eagle eye is keeping a vigilant watch on Washington, D.C., our country, and our solar system. That's right. You're now listening to the Master Survivor, bringing you the truth about our world and providing the tools to help you survive and thrive. I am your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor, best-selling author, Master Survivor, and virus recovery expert. Well, folks, Italy has become the first country to issue a total ban on Bill Gates' synthetic meat products after numerous studies found that the lab-grown fake meat products cause turbo cancers in humans, amongst other things, if that's not bad enough. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the Biden administration has fast-tracked the controversial products for approval. So everywhere you go, you're going to start seeing Bill Gates' lab-grown meat. This is your government hard at work, out to destroy you. Yes, All Saints Day 2023 for Italy has struck another blow against the globalists by striking a blow against one of its premier nutcases, Bill Gates, and his synthetic meat agenda. Now the information is not in and of itself all that new. Various countries have taken aim at Gates and some of his nuttier ideas. India, you might recall, a few years ago, had some difficulties with his medical experiments and his schemes. In fact, they sued him out of the country. If you want to have a good search topic, type in, why are Indians so angry at Bill Gates? So type that into your DuckDuckGo, your Google, your, you know, start page. Why are Indians so angry at Bill Gates? You will read a plethora of things that you probably are going to be shocked to find out. And I assure you that it will come as some interesting reading, and you'll be grateful that you were not part of this experiment in India. Or are you? Have you eaten any fast food lately? If so, you're another victim. But the reason that Italy now has Gates in its crosshairs is one that India will recognize, for it fits their own allegations against the billionaire busybody bully. Let's be clear. Italy seems to care what they put in their mouth, and it's not the first nation to say no to synthetic food and the so-called synthetic meat. So, with such a formal official act, was already, you know, Health Minister Orazio Scarlatti announced the resolution calls for a commitment to ban the production, marketing, and import of synthetic foods within their territory. Italy wants their own spicy meatballs, not somebody's chemical spicy meatballs. And I quote, they said, these regulations aim to regulate situations where the environmental public health could be at risk, or when there is uncertainty regarding the effects of certain products that are being or will be introduced to the market or consumed, Scarlatti said. I quote again, he says, it's crucial to have measures in place to address these potential risks to ensure the safety of the environment and public health in such cases, end quote, he concluded. Synthetic meat has been heavily promoted by Bill Gates and the globalist elites at the World Economic Forum as the solution to the so-called climate change. See, they don't want any more cows because the cows flagellants, you know, cow farts are contributing to to global warming. I kid you not. I can't make this stuff up. So when peddling his book, How to Avoid a Climate Disaster in 2021, Bill Gates told the MIT Technology Review that, quote, all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef, end quote. That's what he said. Bill Gates wants to eliminate all cows. He says all rich countries should move to 100% synthetic beef. However, this fake food has now been shown to cause cancer via the immortalized cell lines used to manufacture it. Meanwhile, in the U.S., Biden has fast-tracked Bill Gates' lab-grown synthetic meat for approval, meaning grocery stores across America can now sell the carcinogenic fake meat to the public. In an unprecedented move, the Biden's United States Department of Agriculture, the USDA, approved the sale of Gates' lab-grown chicken meat in late June. The approval from regulators will allow the companies to flood the U.S. food supply with their controversial products. So, you know, next time you go to Chick-fil-A, I think Chick-fil-A actually has real chicken, but Chicken Express does not. It's all fake. So like I said, if you've eaten at a fast food recently, you might already be under their hypnotism, so to speak, chemically. No, our government is not looking after your best interests. In fact, the Biden show is becoming more dangerous and unstable. Yes, the theater of the absurd now passes for government in the United States is sinking to new lows as money and times is running out. The latest black joke is a so-called official White House declaration of war. It reads in part as follows. Militia groups have conducted numerous attacks using unmanned aerial systems and indirect fire. A United States contractor suffered a fatal cardiac incident while moving to a shelter during one of these attacks. In response, United States forces conducted targeted strikes against facilities in eastern Syria. I directed this military action pursuant to my constitutional authority as Commander-in-Chief, said Joe Biden. So someone died of a heart attack because he got scared by drones, and this is an excuse to start and declare war. The only problem is the fake Biden does not control the U.S. or the military. The real military is not going to be fooled by the Satanists into destroying the planet by starting an all-out nuclear war. This last desperate attempt to start World War III comes as White Hats score major victories on multiple fronts. The biggest is probably the announced resignation of Swiss President Alain Berset, one of the leaders of the Octagon Group, according to Mossad and other sources. His removal means the World Economic Forum, the WHO, and Gavi are all about to lose their diplomatic immunity given to them by the Swiss government. This will open the way for war crimes tribunals for mass murder via vaccination. The other thing that's going on is that White Hat Special Forces are fighting a fierce war in the network of tunnels underneath Israel and the Gaza Strip. As I reported to you on last week's show, it's only a matter of time before they get the person many say is the head of the snake, Benjamin Netanyahu, a professional warmonger. Netanyahu, you know, the defense contractors just love this guy, because he's so good at starting wars. He's already busy at it right now. Many photographs show that most of his public appearances are by an avatar. However, the real Netanyahu is still around, hiding deep underground. He's being hunted down by anti-satanic Israel and U.S. special forces, Mossad and Pentagon sources claim. The rabbit hole in Israel apparently runs deep. Clear records show of tunneling operations extend back more than 4,000 years. Assyrian carvings show engineering units belonging to Sargon of Akkad, who resigned between 2334 and 2279 BC, undermining the walls of the enemy cities. Professor Joel Rotskin, a geomorphologist and geologist at Bar Ayan University, told the Jerusalem Press. Well, this is very interesting because Sargon created the Anunnaki for his success in building the world's first empire, centered around where the fighting is now taking place. Professor Roskin says the area is home to a complex multi-story underground caverns and tunnels with rooms, halls, and warehouses. MI6 reports fierce fighting now going on in these complexes way underground. And I will let you know if we get any credible reports of the capture of Anunnaki controlling Netanyahu, Biden, Putin, etc. avatars. So this has been kind of, you know, out there, you know, that Anunnaki are controlling these avatars and clones. But we'll see. I'll bring it to you first thing on this show when I find out from my special forces contacts. There are certainly many credible reports of underground bases being taken out around the world. The sign of this is earthquakes with depths of 8 to 10 kilometers, bearing the hallmarks of having been caused by explosives, usually one big, you know, detonation or, usually there's aftershocks in a natural earthquake. But these, there's one big one and just a few little ones within the next few minutes, and then that's it. Well, those are, you know, that's war going on underground. And these indicate a deep underground military base has been taken out, and many such quakes have been reported in Iran, Australia, and elsewhere in recent days. There is also one with the epicenter under San Francisco's International Airport on October 27th. This is reported by the United States Geological Survey, and again, just one big tremor, which is a blast. The quake shock about 8 miles beneath the airport at 6:38 p.m. local time, it said, and the Satanists are also being removed above ground. I watched a video of Scott Ritter, who is a former United Nations weapons inspector and a U.S. Marine Corps intelligence officer with extensive knowledge of the Israeli war in the Mideast. I took some notes and I wanted to explore the problems with the Israeli-Hamas war and share some of the insights I found from the video from Scott Ritter. And how it could end or how it could escalate, it could go either way. In the introduction, Scott talks about the Israeli Satanists created a division within, and this is Netanyahu, he created a division within Palestine, and that one side of that division is the Hamas. That's what he created. Essentially, Israel made the Gaza Strip an open-air concentration camp, he says, to really solidify that division. He's created Hamas and these other sides, you know, divide and conquer. It's the same old CIA tactic, divide and conquer, you know, playbook used in the color revolutions when they want to destabilize a country. Over the past decade, Israel has been normalizing its relations with all its Arab neighbors, but meanwhile, Israel's government helped create Hamas so they can demonize them before the world, and so the whole issue of the Palestinian statehood has been pushed aside. October 7th, Hamas attack on Israel was a humiliation for the Israelis, military, and part of the latest Israeli attacks on Gaza have been out of revenge. The Israeli reservists are scared to death to go to war with the Palestinians because Hamas, the real target, is hiding in the tunnels, and the White Hat Special Forces are taking them out. However, if Israeli troops invade Palestine, it would be to their slaughter because this is urban warfare on Palestinian home turf and is a suicide mission for Israeli soldiers. So they're only sending in their most trained special forces to do, because if they send their regular army, they will lose miserably. This is why Israel is pushing for more involvement from all of their neighbors to support Israel in the fighting, and in hopes that that escalation would trigger World War III. Basically, Israel is committing war crimes every day when they bomb Palestine with their rockets because they are on the defensive and making their plans as they go and going back on to their old playbook, trying to blame Iran for everything and getting the world and America to help Israel attack and destroy them because Iran is a threat to the deep state. Iran is looking to the future as part of BRICS with Saudi Arabia and becoming part of the global community, and none of these Arab countries want war. However, when Israel keeps bombing innocent civilians in the Gaza Strip, those are Muslims, and that really upsets the Muslim world, even though some American targets have been hit in the region, we're not going to retaliate. It's called escalation management. These small skirmishes are like a safety valve that lets the pressure off. Most of the world agrees there will be no going forward without creating a Palestinian state, because that option is front and center on the table. We now have a chance for peace in the Middle East. However, you got this problem, and it's Benjamin Netanyahu, the professional warmonger in creating this color revolution. But right now, as it stands, Israel will have to accept a Palestinian state if they want peace, and that will be dictated to them by the White Hat military of the United States. It may come to that, but mainly they're keep trying to escalating, you know, because the international community has turned on Israel when they keep bombing innocent civilians. Even Joe Biden announced this past week that the two-state solution is the only way to go forward. And many say Benjamin Netanyahu has to be taken out for peace in the Middle East altogether. All my sources agree that his days are numbered and he's a dead man walking. Another one who's being taken out is European Union Commission President Ursula von der Leyen. European Council President Charles Michel is leading the attack against her because she refutes European Union calls to end the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. The Hungarian and Slavic presidents are also attacking her by blocking efforts to launder countless billions of euros in bribe money via the Ukraine. In Canada, meanwhile, the traitor Justin Trudeau cannot appear in public without being attacked. If you look, whenever he does go into public, his bodyguards, you can see by their demeanor that they're most likely not Canadians, and they aren't. I read a message to the real Canadian military and intelligence community, and it said, if you do not arrest this mass murdering criminal, Justin Trudeau, It's only a matter of time before you will be court-martialed for treason and executed by firing squad because they didn't take out these traitors. Speaking about execution by firing squad, there is a major purge going on in China that is slipping under most people's radars. Chinese intelligence sources say very many top-level leaders are killed at a hotel before and during and after the 20th National Congress of the Chinese Communist Party that ended October 22nd. Most notably, Li Kangjiang, a member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China, Central Committees, and former premier, was killed because he was responsible for mass murdering of Chinese via vaccine, the intelligence agency sources say. The official cause of death was, sudden heart attack. He was 68. Well, his death follows the firing of China's defense ministry, Li Shangfu, another member of the Tang Dynasty Li family. Their symbol is the green dragon. The Chinese intelligence source warned that though not to read too much into this because purges happen all the time in China, he says, regardless, the Chinese are still not planning to fork over any more money to keep the Rockefeller-run Biden circus afloat. That is why fake U.S. Secretary Antony Blinken is looking so unhappy when I looked at this photo taken of his meeting this past week with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Blinken knows his Rockefeller bosses are headed for the gallows, and him along with them, without more Chinese bribe money, they won't be able to pay their FBI protective goons to keep them alive. Colonel Douglas McGregor says Blinken is now trying to push the U.S. into war with Iran with promises the U.S. will support Israel in destroying Hamas. Blinken is leading us right into Armageddon, McGregor warns. Of course, as mentioned before, the U.S. military is not taking the bait. This is why the U.S. political puppet theater is trying to move away from the entire Biden show. The Satanists are now trying to stay in charge with a Trojan horse known as the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. At first glance, Johnson appears to check off all the right-wing boxes. He has consistently voted against aid to Ukraine. He's a staunch ally of Donald Trump. He says the 2020 election was rigged. He has been actively involved in investigations in the Biden crime family, and also the corporate media propaganda. Media attacks him viciously. They're crying. They're hand-wringing, their bedwetting over, him becoming the speaker. He's going to do great things for the country, Representative Matt Gaetz says of him. Sounds all really good, right? The only problem is that he failed to check the biggest box, and that is to be against the satanic plan to kill 90% of the population. As soon as he got in office and became Speaker of the House, this Zionist fanatic told Sean Hannity on Fox News, "We can't allow Putin to prevail in Ukraine." He says U.S. boots on the ground may be required to stand with Israel and supports Israel directly by attacking Iran, and calls Russia, China, and Iran the new axis of evil. We're watching him real closely to see how he plays the game, but he seems like a rhino to me. Our constitutional rights were no longer set in stone, but are just mere guidelines that the government officials just use as talking points and could bend or break in the name of public health safety. Laws no longer had to be passed through a series of checks and balances anymore. Mandates could be implemented as if they were laws without public oversight or enforced unilaterally, because most of those government officials aren't officially there. They didn't take a true oath of office. They weren't sworn in. All the whole Biden show wasn't officially sworn in. Remember, there was talk primarily amongst the Democrats of severe punishments for people who refused the pointless COVID vaccines. You remember that? Oh, if you don't get the vaccine, there's going to be punishment. They warned they wanted vaccine passports. They wanted prison time for those that spoke publicly against the vax. They wanted people's jobs taken away. They wanted their children taken away. And there were even plans to build COVID detention camps in Democrat circles to segregate and lock up the vax deniers. That was all talk going on. I remember it so well. It boggles the mind, but this was a serious debate within the United States back in 2020 and 2021. It was all triggered in the span of a year. Nearly half the country was willing to abandon the Bill of Rights over a virus with a survival rate of 99.8%. The conspiracy theorists were right all along. Our freedoms rest on a razor's edge, and preparing to survive and fight for those freedoms is perfectly rational. You better. I refuse the vaccine any chance I get. I didn't wear a mask. And I certainly didn't, sign up for any vaccines. Luckily, the COVID agenda failed. The mandates were ultimately blocked by red states, and in many rural areas, they were barely enforced at all. Biden's vaccine passport attempt and the contact tracing was stopped cold by the Supreme Court. But I have long believed that the Supreme Court made this decision exactly because the level of public resistance. They knew if they pressed the issue, civil war was on the table. Medical authoritarianism collapsed because conservatives and independents were not on board, and they could not be shamed into compliance. But, they tried to browbeat us into getting the vaccine, and if I refuse, always. I had the paperwork already if they came to my door. But what happens when there is a crisis that does not scare conservatives? You know, that was a crisis that does not scare conservatives because they go, no, I don't want the vax. You're not putting that needle in my arm. No way. But what if there's a crisis that does scare conservatives? What's that look like? What happens when the political right perceives a true threat? Does freedom then become unattainable? Viruses frighten progressives. Most things frighten progressives, but what frightens conservatives? Well, let's look at this. Well, it's not hard, fast rule, but generally speaking, conservatives are most disturbed by a threat of invasion. As any conservative, myself being one, Dr. Johnny, if you're worried about COVID or worried about the crisis on the southern border during the pandemic in the past, the vast majority of them would say the border without hesitation was the thing that we need to seal up. Conservatives fear cultural infiltration and co-option. They fear the steady and deliberate whittling away of their American heritage and, by extension, their freedoms by alien imposters. Conservatives are very afraid of that. Dr. Johnny is very concerned about foreigners influencing our country and withering away our culture, our freedoms, and our rights. And they fear the certain blitz of the U.S. by organized terrorism should the borders remain open. And this has been an invasion. The question is, are they willing to assuage their fears by sacrificing the very freedoms they want to protect? In 2001, after 9/11, the conservative movement was a much different animal than what it is today. This was the pre-Ron Paul and pre-libertarian influence. The neocons ruled the roost and had far-reaching power over public perception, making the push for the dismissal of constitutional rights unprecedented. The Patriot Act mentality was widespread, and the thirst for war was palatable. You could smell it in the air. And that's why they had, you know, Iraqi invasion, blah, blah, blah. I've seen conservatives stray from the Bill of Rights in the past in the name of fighting against a possible invasion. I remember this vividly. Today, the elements at play are not the same as 2001. Anyone who argues otherwise is likely a child during the 9/11 era or has a skewed understanding of the changes that have taken place amongst conservatives since those days. The Ron Paul movement changed a lot for the better, but primarily within the conservative constituency. Regular people changed their thinking on what it means to trade liberty for security. The GOP, well, it's a pipe dream to think we could ever completely change the GOP. At least COVID proved we have allies at the state and local levels. The real problem is the old guard of neocons are still influencing the path of the Republican Party. These are people who happily ally with Democrats behind the scenes if they want a war or if they have close ties to establishment elites or their loyalty rests in the hands of the globalists. These are the rhinos, and they buddy up with all their Democrats, and that's been the way things have been going. If the globalists want war, then the neocons want war. Of course, the defense contractors love to have a war because that raises their stock value, and they will do anything to get it, including create it. That's how it always worked in the past. And this time around, I think they're going to get what they want. The Ukraine event failed to lure Americans in supporting direct interventions. A majority of Americans don't even support funding Ukraine. But Israel's another matter. You know, that's the homeland of all the religions and everything. There are old and tribal implications to pull on those souls of those conservatives when it comes to the conflicts in the Mideast. There are religious factors, yes, but I suspect this is overblown by critics who think evangelists are running the show, and that's not true. Evangelists aren't running the show. The Christian mandate has nowhere near the same influence it did back in 2001. In fact, churches have become so weak that they are now being overtaken by LGBT infiltration and trans activism. They never would have tolerated 20 years ago. They would have tarred and feathered the transvestite story hour readers in school libraries to our children and other such activists back then, 20 years ago. If this sort of thing is being allowed to happen right now in our own backyards today, then you can be damn sure that religion is not the driving force for war overseas. Nope. When it comes to Israel and the implications of war, the concern is once again rooted in a cultural erasure. To be fair, it's not a paranoid delusion. Western culture is, in fact, being systematically dismantled, and mass immigration to dilute and fragment our true American culture is part of that agenda. It is also true that Islamic ideology is completely incompatible with Western beliefs, including the concept of individualism. Muslim systems are authoritarian in nature, and that's what Sharia law is. You know, Muhammad, he organized the civic activities. You know, it was law and order then. Boy, it was like authoritarian. And that brought everything together in those, you know, middle-aged days. So now when conservatives see the potential for the fall of Israel, they associate this with the fall of the West, and they will seek to stop it if they can. Beyond Israel is the concern that the invasion of Muslim extremists is already well underway in the U.S., with the open border policies becoming the norm under Joe Biden. And here's where the trap is set. Martial law in the U.S. would only ever work if a majority of conservatives support it. This is a fact. Without conservative backing, martial law will fail, just as the COVID mandates failed. Keep in mind, Biden and his globalist friends have used every possible tactic to make martial law an inevitability. Economic instability, stagflation, have created a spike in the violent crime and looting. So many of these stores are closing. Mass illegal migration is dragging down state welfare systems, and it's creating a trend of cultural delusion. Open borders have allowed any number of possible foreign hostilities into the U.S. In the midst of war, the government's desire to control information and public discourse will be at its apex. However, as we have seen during COVID and the Ukrainian war, they have not proven effective to accomplish this. As long as the internet is in place, it does not matter what kind of logarithms big tech applies to stifle the truth. The truth still finds its way. This means that establishment will have to pursue extreme measures that can only be achieved within a martial law environment. So I see the situation going one of two ways. If the current geopolitical trend continues, we have scenario number one. A multi-front war breaks out in the Middle East, including nations like Iran, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Yemen. Israeli forces and faces a serious failure. The U.S. is dragged into the war, or Israel uses its nuclear arsenal to destroy the resources, including population. Don't forget, Israel has nuclear weapons, and they may use those and resort to those if enemy nations and leading to the possible involvement of China and Russia, and thus the U.S. is still dragged in. Riots and terror attacks become a regular occurrence in the U.S., not just initiated by Muslim extremist infiltrators, but also leftists who have attacked themselves and attached themselves to the cause. A draft is initiated, which conservatives support in hopes that it will help dissolve the riots. The draft will sink millions of weak, soft Zennials, including women, into a bloody quagmire that they have no capacity to adapt to. Draft protests and riots become the norm, pushing conservatives to support even stricter enforcement. Finally, martial law is announced, but the soldiers used on American soil to protect us from the riots and terrorists will be primarily foreign nationals, illegal migrants given an easy shot to citizenry if they join the military to put boots on the ground and to put down those dissenters, which they will gladly do because they have no cultural attachment to America or Americans. At this stage, the Constitution will essentially die. But then we have scenario two, where the war expands and Israel faces imminent destruction. Joe Biden commits U.S. naval forces to fight along with ground troops, primarily special forces. He then calls for full deployment of U.S. ground forces to the region. But in this scenario, the major and majority of the conservatives do not support the action, just like they did not support the deployment to Ukraine. Biden tries to implement a draft in order to force the momentum. Conservatives refuse to comply or allow their children to be sent to die in a foreign conflict. On this one issue, conservatives and leftists actually agree, even if it's for completely different reasons. The country is then hit with an endless series of terror attacks within, each one presenting as a reason why the public must back the war. Each attack is cheered on by the leftist activists as an act of decolonization. And yeah, we got to go to war and kill the enemy. Look what's happening. Conservatives see this ploy for what it is and still refuse to support the war, taking an America first position. Why fight overseas when it's America that's under distress? Biden still attempts martial law, offers automatic citizenship to illegal immigrants if they serve in the military, and uses some of the of those troops as an occupational presence at home here in America. Leftists don't want to fight in the Mideast, but they do like to see immigrants given easy citizenship and power. They defend that measure. They figure if migrants fill the ranks of the military, maybe they won't be drafted. So that gives them a way out and just put a migrant in their place. Conservatives rebel and America enters into either Balkanization or civil war or both. Patriots are accused of helping the enemies of the United States and they're labeled terrorists. Just like today, Trump supporters and Christians are labeled terrorists. From this point on, anything can happen. I believe the Israeli trigger may be bigger than the COVID in terms of the potential global disaster and global tyranny that could unfold if it continues to escalate and turns into a multi-regional conflict. The chances of the fight coming back to America are very high, not just in terms of terrorism, but also in terms of civil unrest and war right at our doorstep, you know, city to city and house to house. If we support the war, martial law is a certainty. If we don't support the war, martial law will be attempted, but at least there will be scenarios where it could fail. I would argue that the only thing that will save America at this stage is the growth of the America First movement. When we talk about America First, this includes not just America security, but also American freedoms. There is no reason why we can't have both, security and freedoms. If conservatives and independents get lured into World War III, it will all end and we'll be lost. Interestingly, though, right now the Satanists are running Ukraine talks in Malta using all means, including fraud, blackmail, and threats, in order to lure in as many countries as possible, especially those who have a neutral position on the Ukrainian crisis. President Foreign Minister Spokeswoman Maria Zakharov said, we also see multiple reports of Vladimir Putin is preparing massive retaliatory nuclear strike to wipe out Russia's enemies. In other words, the entire Washington, D.C. circus is still trying to pull a Hail Mary pass to usher in Armageddon by starting, World War III, with the G7 nations getting destroyed and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization being pulled in. The Russians are having none of it. Putin died on Thursday at around 8:40 p.m. and is now in a freezer in Valdai. Russian political scientist Valery Sobovali told Polish intelligence, let's see if that means they finally give up the Putin avatar show, because we are on Putin avatar number 4. And if that, because these clones, they can only last 3 years. After that, they break down. They can't go more than 3 years. So So they had to end Putin before he started messing up, blah, 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 and wiggling his head like we saw Hillary Clinton just shaking her head and bobbling her head and everything. That's when the clone starts wearing out. The other point to make is that the whole political show is just a movie being played on our screens. The U.S. Army has fenced off the entire D.C., Washington, D.C. government district with metal fencing and concertina. The Washington Times, which is actually based there in Washington, D.C., reports the Government Accountability Office surveyed 24 federal agencies and found they averaged roughly 80% vacancy rate during the study period earlier this year. So 80% of government offices are empty, or 80% of them. I mean, just figure, how many ways can you look at 80% of all the government offices? Just how long the fake show will continue on our screens is questionable. CNN just announced it will be closing its headquarters in Atlanta. Oh, boo-hoo. In the wake of plunging viewership, they only had like 200 viewers at any given time in the weeks past, so they had to close their big Atlanta CNN headquarters. This means the entire AT&T communications center there is being taken over by white hats. Something has already also happened at Google, which has now stopped criminally censoring the truth about such things as toxic vaccines and stolen elections. They're letting that slip through now when you do a search. Oh yeah, it's happening. There's also massive debunking of Zionist propaganda lies going on as well. Most of the population see the facade and the man behind the curtain. Now Mossad Hussein Yashraf, the son of founding leader of Hamas, says it's not Muslim, but rather a globalist psyop designed to terrorize the world into accepting forever wars in the Middle East. Hamas is also sitting on a stockpile of Western weapons that had previously been shipped to the Ukraine. Revelations like this mean so many Jews have been woken up and to the truth, and that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been forced to admit he would have to give answers for these security lapses exposing, you know, the deadly October 7th attacks when he told, even though Hamas attacked October 7th, that was part of his plan. He told the army to stand down while they attacked because he set up the problem. And now he's trying to give the solution by starting a war. The answer he will be forced to give is that Israel's 9/11 was an attempt to avoid bankruptcy by starting a war, just like the original 9/11 was for the U.S. That's why the original 9/11, why the towers fell, because we were bankrupt then. We've been bankrupt, and when we start wars, it creates more Defense Department spending and defense contractors. You know, it keeps the ball rolling, kicks the can down the road, and people don't notice it when a war is going on because it's a big distraction. Israel was created by the Khazarian Rothschild Mafia banksters back in 1948, but their connection as an independent sovereign nation expires at the end of October. It's already expired the day after the eclipse, no coincidence. This means that the timing of the war is completely planned strategically to coincide with the time that they could be dissolved with the rest of the central bankers and all the other bankrupt corporation, Mossad sources explain. Fear not, audience, because, you know, the white hats have this in their plan. As an Asian royal offered his explanation, he said the reason why the Zionist bankers must take over Persia, as you know, Iran, is that they need the central bank of Iran. Iran's got money. It's got gold. It's got jewelry. It's huge, but it's keeping it away from the rest of the world. So he's saying that the Zionist bankers must take over Persia. That's why they want to have a war with Persia, invade it, take it over, and take their money. They need that Central Bank of Rand in order to save their financial system. The Central Bank of Rand has untold reserves of gold and holds, you know, imperial crown jewels, both of which the country has been accumulating for eons. It could fund all of Europe. The modern version of the central bank was created in 1960, and this is why they kept antagonizing Persia. The latest is to get the country involved in the Gaza-Israeli conflict. The Zionist bankers need that war. It won't happen. Russia and Persia are protecting each other. Israel is now incorporated and registered in the UK. They filed as a new business entity in February of this year. Their registered address is the Israeli embassy in Kensington, London. That's the new Israeli address for their corporation. The beneficial owner of the company is the Israeli Knesset in Jerusalem. We have talked to the Jewish head of MI6, who claims to be the new owner. He says they will soon rebuild the third temple on the site of the original temple built by King David. They say the site is nowhere near the Al-Aqsa Mosque. If this is true, it means the Jews are being liberated from thousands of years of slavery. But we shall see. We shall see how this all ends. If the underground war gets taken, you know, away and they win that underground war, then Israel will fall instantly and there'll be peace in the Middle East. But that it's a huge complex underground, under Gaza and under Israel. Regardless, there are countless signs that the old order is collapsing. Last week, the world's oldest central bank, Sweden's Riksbank, went bankrupt. They now are insolvent central bank and needs at least 800 billion of their Swedish currency, which is equivalent to 7 billion in US dollars, or about 1% of Swedes' GDP, to get back in business. The Swedes would be better off if they just pull the plug and let the bank fail. Another central bank struggling to survive is the one in Argentina. Argentina has already been attacked by direct energy weapons, folks. And I'll bring the details after these messages.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just ever so slightly askew.
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Check in every Thursday night for the Crypt Rick and Jonathan Show.
Studio A, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at the number one listener-supported radio station, Revolution Radio.
The Secret Kindergarten is here for the young children of the world. The best program on the radio for kids. Dealing with the most important topics in the whole universe. Fairy tales, music and movement, numbers, plants, animals, fun, colors, insects. Take care and cast your ears out to catch a story from the world of other young things. Reach out, up, under, and over. Sing a song. Talk about feelings. Just remember the magic word. The magic word is no. Step on into the Secret Kindergarten. Saturdays 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Right here on Revolution Radio.
Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's Ivan, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to The Master Survivor Beyond PhD, and I'm Dr. Johnny. I was just informing you about the direct energy attacks, what they call DEWs, D-E-W, direct energy weapons attacks on Argentina. Same thing that happened in Lahaina and Maui, Hawaii. These cars were melted and this whole area was destroyed. And another central bank struggling is in Argentina as well, and this is one of the reasons why there's so much turbulence going on there. Their puppet government minister, Massa, who was responsible for 140% inflation, has defied expectations and beaten libertarian candidate Javier Milei. Milei promised to scrape the peso and close the central bank. In other words, the Kazarian Mafia is trying to steal the Argentina election in order to keep their debt slavery racket going there. Something similar was happening in Mexico City. Last week it was hit by a weather modification weapon in Acapulco. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador accused his opponents of trying to exploit the Hurricane Otis ahead of the next year's presidential election. A senior Mexican sources say that the Khazaria Mafia is trying to impose a Jewish woman as president. He says he met her and she didn't look like a human to him. Several struggles are taking place in many countries as the Khazaria Mafia fight a losing battle to keep their puppets in power as their rule collapses worldwide. We are seeing major corporate collapses as well. This is especially true of the pharmaceutical industry. Johnson & Johnson was planning for bankruptcy as it faces over 500,000 lawsuits. That's 500,000 lawsuits linking baby powder to cancer. Other pharmaceutical companies are facing similar lawsuits for other cancer-causing products. Now the vaccine lawsuits and war crime trials are coming. New Zealand is a crime scene. In one clinic, in one day, 30 people were COVID-19 injected, and all 30 have died. Similar stories are emerging from Canada and the U.S. and many other countries. They will all be tried and found guilty of crimes against humanity and executed, a CIA source promises. It's class action lawsuit time. On several shows, I've offered a list of 90 lawyers that you can contact if you want to sue the vaccine manufacturers. I hope you got it, because I had a computer crash a week or so ago, and I don't know where that list is anymore. But I gave it out to some people that wrote me, and there's also going to be lawsuits over missing children, Polish intelligence informs us. We know a lot about various models of child protection because Ordo Hule experts have been saving families from hands of heartless Norwegian, German, Dutch, Belgian, and Swedish officials for years. Even newborns are separated from their breastfeeding mothers if officials notice behavior that they consider disturbing, such as irregular lifestyle, frequent trips abroad of the child with its mother, or a baby diaper being too wet. Each of these stories has been documented in litigation. They're taking kids any chance they get, folks. Let's just face it. This sort of thing has been going on in the U.S. as well as other parts of the world. I know a lot of kids were missing in Acapulco after that storm. And, of course, in the U.S., 40,000 missing children go missing every year, and it's time for a reckoning over all this. The days where they are dragging people out of Hillary Clinton rallies for asking about Bill's trips to Epstein Island are ending. There's also an electric vehicle purge coming, a victory for auto workers. Ford is halting a $12 billion electric vehicle investment, saying they're too expensive. Don't get electric vehicle, folks. It's a ripoff. People are finally seeing the reality, Toyota Motor Chairman Akio Toyoda said. Speaking about reality, we're also now getting closer to the truth about mass shootings staged by the Khazaria Mafia in an ongoing attempt to freeze firearms from Americans. These people hear voices when they go on a shooting rampage. But then, if you say that, you're wearing a tinfoil hat, and you're, even though that's the truth, we see so many shooters have heard voices and before taking the action. I know what my wife, before she killed our son, she too heard voices. And, that's something I had to stomach as well. The technology to make people hear voices in their heads that nobody can hear has been around for at least since the 1970s. I watched a video where I see college professor, demonstrate one of these instruments can bounce sound waves carrying music that can be heard, that can't be heard aloud, but can be heard in your head. This experiment was carried out at a university using equipment that cost a few hundred dollars. Everyone who was witness there, all the students, they were stunned. And of course, the, you know, the better technology of this, they can go through, they can be parked on a street and they can, you know, shoot the weapon toward a house, and the whole people, everybody in the house will hear voices or whatever they want you to hear. Of course, governments have been using this technology for years, and now I feel bad. I'm dismayed. Many of these people who came out with such reports in the past, you know, they said we're delusional. That's why I kept it quiet about what I knew about this technology back then when my wife did what she did. But finally, you know, I watched the video that's sent to me by the Russians. It shows Donald Trump being obsequious to Crown Prince of Monaco. Monaco controls 70% of the world's phosphate supply needed for all agriculture. The Moroccan royal family crest features two lions of Judea, meaning they are crypto-Jews. If the Hassan family tries, you know, God forbid, to engineer a starvation crisis, they will be eliminated permanently from the gene pool, I can guarantee you that. But they do control that phosphate supply that, you know, 70%, you know, which provides the fertilizer. But here at home, you know, he has many enemies. In fact, the White Hat just arrested one. You know, this is something else. I mean, they're attacking Donald Trump anytime they get, trying to arrest him, trying to persecute him in courts and everything. However, the United States Navy JAG investigators on Tuesday arrested New York Attorney General Letitia James of treason and other high crimes and misdemeanors following an investigation that began shortly after she and her criminal associates filed a frivolous lawsuit against Donald Trump and his organization. My JAG source revealed investigators from JAG's Pensacola offices had traveled to the deep state coven in New York City, armed with military arrest warrants, charging the coven craven woman with not only treason, but also defrauding the United States of America, bribery and sedition. They confronted Letitia James outside her multi-million-dollar Brooklyn brownstone home late Tuesday evening and showed her the arrest warrant that Vice Admiral Darcy Crandall had signed. According to my source, James was severely inebriated and fled on foot while investigators tried handcuffing her. It was a brief chase. They caught James, informed her she had no rights, and drove her to a clandestine processing center north of Manhattan. My source said James would eventually be moved to either Guantanamo Bay or Camp Bloss for a military tribunal. He said Letitia James is a villain and evidence will prove she is. JAG's proof, he added, includes an audio conversation between James and Kathy Hochul in which James says, "I hate that rich effer, and I'll do anything," speaking about Donald Trump, "and I'll do anything in my power to bring his ass down, and I do mean anything and everything," to which Hutcher replies, "I'll be behind and helping out behind the scenes." The lawsuit alleged, among other probable lies, that President Donald J. Trump inflated the value of real estate holdings to secure a low-to-no-interest bank loan, and overvalued Trump Tower and Mar-a-Lago by 2,500%. The Trump Organization has taken umbrage with the lies and hired four independent real estate appraisals to appraise their success property value, but the deep state system of injustice refused to look at those four different appraisals from four separate appraisal companies unrelated to each other. If that's not damning enough, we also have proof that James secretly met Kamala Harris four times the week before and after the suit was filed. Details of those meetings will be made known at her tribunal. It was gruesome. I'm not sharing what happened. When James was campaigning, she said it was her mission to bring down Trump. She only sunk herself, my source said. Because part of those talks with Kamala Harris was to take out Trump by any means necessary. By any means necessary. And that will come out in trial. They've got the recording. Both Kamala Harris and James are saying that. President Trump, he added, is the most well-protected man on the planet, but is involved with an elaborate game of brinkmanship aimed at dragging the deep state's foulest creatures out of the darkness and into the light. President Trump is sacrificing himself because he loves this country and its patriots. Optics are going on right now. The end game will vindicate President Trump. Deep state is desperate. More than ever before, not only are they going after Trump, they tried to take out General Eric Smith. Oh, yeah, the White Hat Commander General Eric M. Smith may have been shot with a heart attack gun that caused him to have a spontaneous cardiac arrest this last Sunday afternoon, my source in General Smith's office revealed. General Smith was hospitalized Sunday night following a medical emergency that occurred at 4:58 while he was jogging near one of his residence. The general, 59, is a skilled athlete and in top shape, jogs 5 to 7 miles daily. He had no history of heart issues, nor was he taking any maintenance medications. He wasn't on any drugs of any kind. He doesn't drink. According to my sources, General Smith had a complete physical in October and was given a clean bill of health. White Hats are currently investigating the possibility that General Smith may have been hit and shot with a heart attack gun, a CIA invention that uses a dart from a frozen mixture of water and the toxin that would act in the dart when fired from the gun. The dart dissolves on impact and triggers a cardiac arrest. That's one method. Then another method is a signal that they send. They hit you with that ray, that heart attack ray gun. White Hats believe a heart attack gun killed the founder of Breitbart News, Andrew Breitbart, in 2012. The heart attack gun is no myth and has existed for a long time. Former CIA Director William Colby confirmed the weapon's reality and said the gun was a modified M1911 handgun with a scope attached and a battery in the handle. It used electricity to fire, and the effective range was up to 100 meters. 100 meters, that's longer than a football field. That was in 1975, so the alphabet agencies have probably improved on the gun over the last several decades. Since 1975, you bet that gun's improved. We think the gun fires a poison-filled ice pellet that leaves a mark so small you can barely see it, my source said. Asked whether General Smith had any puncture wounds consistent with such a projectile, my source said, right now, all I can say is the matter is under investigation. I can't confirm or deny any wounds right now. General Smith is a strong man and is recovering, and we'll share more info when appropriate. So I said, don't worry, no problem. No matter how many attacks we get or rest we make, we see the strong staying power of the deep state. They are not going away quietly in the night. Expect tougher ways to corner these rats on many fronts. In America, we know Chicago, Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Seattle, Portland, and New York are possible strongholds and possible breakout areas of riots. You know that's in their playbook. The alliance will be there to impose martial law there and around the world and summon and surround the rats of the deep state, as Romano Dulo says. Unmarked planes without a flag of country are our allied forces. Those are the white hats. For the new earth, humanitarians and the master survivors will pave the way to restore the planet with the help of technologies that have been hidden and will stop hunger, poverty, so that no one is left homeless and so that the children will never suffer again. I encourage everyone to go to my website, themastersurvivor.com, to see the new developments we'll have coming soon. We'll have it all. We'll do it with zero-point energy, a way to get free energy, hydrogen or electricity, food replicators and anti-gravity technology, medical beds and sky capsules to heal all diseases. Dr. Johnny will be working directly with these new technologies, and no one will be left out. And my patients will come first. And out of those patients, the ones that are on premium consultation, they come first. Premium consultation patients will come first. And to find out more about that, just go to themastersurvivor.com and click on and scroll down, click on the Master Survivor program and read up on number one and number two and number three. The first major transition will occur in the next 3 to 6 months, obtained from various sources, but the exact timing is still unknown. We know that this is an important transition period for all of humanity. In the statement of the first creator of crimes against humanity and children, there is a phrase, enough is enough, for God will always prevail over darkness, because right now is the greatest war in history on planet Earth, and it is the victory of light over darkness. EBS will reveal the crimes of the deep state against humanity, and yes, humanity will be shocked, and they will weep when they find out the reality they've been living in. This is the Great Awakening. It's good and bad. There will be tears, but also there's a Kleenex box, and after the tears, we will be joyous and free. But with this information, we have to understand that humanity has reached the next stage of evolution in order to become closer to God and to learn the truth about what happened and learn about the hidden technologies and the truth about the galaxy and other worlds and just right here at home in our solar system. For humanity, this is just the beginning, a big step towards what's really real and true. For in this way, God will eliminate the dark forces and illuminate humanity with light and allow the truth to be told. That's what's happening right now. The war against the darkness has been won. It's now just a cleanup effort. Now we must clean our own neighborhood and get our own house in order. Dr. Johnny's been cleaning every room in his house. I cleaned out my water bottle today. I have this water pitcher. And when I removed one of the big 5-gallon bottles, I noticed there was a little bit of green in there. I'm like, oh no. So once it got empty, I cleaned out all that, you know, little speck of algae and this and that. So I scrubbed it all out. So I'm cleaning everything. We must clean our own neighborhood and get our own house in order. And many of you already see what's taking place and embrace being a master survivor. May freedom reign throughout the cosmos and may the light of God shine for and through everyone. Our transformation has now begun. For this final stage of change, we have entered an unchanging timeline. The ancient Armageddon prophecies will not happen. No, none of this fire and brimstone. No. No, that's not happening. We're going to experience incredible times. However, there's still one major obstacle that undoubtedly concerns the fate of mankind itself. The most decisive moment for humanity on the planet Earth is nowadays. Dr. Johnny's going to take a little sip of water. There will be two well-defined timelines. One will lead part of humanity to the new Earth, and the other timeline will lead the other part to exile, literally. I mean, they will not, you know, they will be miserable. You know, you see it already. You see some people are just miserable, and then others are really, really happy because they have risen above this. And I see it all around me, and I can recognize the ones that are in the light. And they smile, and they're grateful. And the ones that aren't in the light, they're miserable. Only one-third of humanity will be able to make and complete this ascension necessary for the transition. The other part will not. In the end, we will have a new cycle and a new earth. As master survivors, there's no authority superior to our own free will and choices. Everyone will be his own judge. No one will interfere with another's individual preferences. The light has won where everyone creates their own reality. The fate of mankind is now decided. Because of the separation of the wheat from the chaff, only five-dimensional beings will go into this new earth. You see it. It's not a physical change, folks. It's a conceptual and spiritual change within you. See, like I said, you're going to see people all around that are miserable. They don't get it. But then there's others that are around that are really happy, joyous, and free. And those are the ones that made the five. And they're five-dimensional beings. It's expected that everything will be completed, cleared, and settled between 2025 and 2030. The long-awaited times have finally arrived, although it's not as yet visible as everyone would like. Everything is sealed in the Earth timeline. Many millennia have passed. Likewise, many eras have passed as well. Hundreds of successful incarnations, and you are now here to be part of this great phenomena, the conversation and conversion of our planet Earth. Apart from this great event, which is the most important one in the galaxy right now, I have you know this is the case. This right here, our planet Earth, is a very important planet in our galaxy. It will still stand with the ascension of a part of that ascension part of humanity. Glorious times are indeed ahead, and nothing can stop what is coming. Earth is the planetary home of billions of spirits who have become accustomed to live in a world of duality and, at the furthest point away, the source of life. The negative experiment is ending now. At least one-third of the currently incarnated humanity is able to make their ascension. This means for them that all the lessons have been learned and the plans from above are infallible, although as a collective, humanity can still determine part of the program and part of the lessons they wish to learn. These are, in fact, individual and collective choices within the rules determined by each person's free will. Such choices are respected by the divine laws. Such learning is always individual. The time required and the manner in which each will undertake this journey is a one-off event and, therefore, is respected. Although each embodied soul, each master survivor, can choose the path in the third dimensional world it wants, and at this long journey, some rules cannot be crossed, especially when they affect the free will of others. And that is what we will talk about later in other shows coming up. I've got more coming. As a planetary destination, Project Earth Command has determined the timeline of this final leg of transition, the timeline that predicted the most terrible thing, the Armageddon, has been scrapped. This was only in the books and not really in reality. The new timeline has been created in 2010, and the transition will be as light and fluid as possible. This timeline is final. Nothing and no one within the delimitation of the galaxy can change this timeline. This will make everything much simpler. The old Armageddon predictions will not happen. Animals, plants, and nature in general will undergo little to no necessary changes. Certainly, there will be some timely weather events, but that has always been the case. And as the last of the deep state falls, you know, there will be some other untimely weather events, like hurricanes and tornadoes and so forth. But those are waning as we go in these next few months. The great obstacle that remains is undoubtedly the fate of mankind as Earth transitions from the world of trials and penances to a world of regeneration. Most of the incarnated souls are not yet ready to inhabit the new Earth. They have not reached the higher frequency of the fifth dimension, so they must be exiled to worlds that match their vibration. So when they pass on, maybe because of the jab or maybe because, you know, some trauma, they will go and they'll have another chance. From now on, everything will happen very quickly and intensely. It's already happening quickly and intensely. I kid you not. There's no time to lose. As some angelic helpers say, the time is short. And this is true. Ashtar Sharan himself told us already in 2019 that we would experience incredible times because what used to take centuries can now be achieved only in a few months or weeks. It will not be long before everyone will be able to confirm these statements. It's already happening. I've already seen it. And I held back from sharing this with everybody because, you know, back, you know, several years ago, I said, well, people aren't ready for that. But I've seen so many confirmations that this is taking place that I had to bring it to you at this time. So within the current timeline of the Earth change you're experiencing, all the final events will determine the fate of humanity. Therefore, two new timelines have been created, each of which affects only the embodied souls. They will not interfere with the rest of nature. They will each accommodate that part of humanity that ascends and the other part that prefers not to. So you have a choice in this, folks. You have a choice in ascension. You can do it. You can do it, or you don't have to do it. It's your free will rules the game. That's the way it should be. Not dictated and pushed and coerced and mandated to you to do certain things. From now on, more and more and more, you'll have your free will to choose exactly what you want to do. The master survivors who are now on Earth today have therefore their own individual choices. No outside interference can interfere and influence your choices. Indeed, today, the most decisive moment of humanity on Earth has arrived. In a short period of time, everything here will surely be well arranged. We will finally have a new cycle on a new Earth. Your heirs will then be able to know the true Garden of Eden soon. Master Survivor University will reveal how to make that happen. It was put into motion long ago, and we have the key. Dr. Johnny will provide that opening of the lock. Free will rules, and each master survivor has a last chance to make or break his own ascension. We make our own choices every step of the way. Remember that no one is dependent on something, and that is not on any human being as well. It's simple enough that they desire and possess the vibration and the frequency of the new earth. All you have to do is tune in to harmony and solutions. This is wonderful. As master survivors, that's what we do. We tune in to harmony and solutions. We are not dependent on governments, judges, religions. In short, no authority is superior to our own free will and our own choices. No one can claim that there is an obstacle. No excuse will serve to justify anyone's failure or anyone's ability to control others. Choose the ascension line as a master survivor in which you can vibrate with, and choose those energies that uplift you. You will know what is right when you begin to freely, truly feel whole, where cooperation is more important than competition, where you care for others and understand them, help them and respect them, and see them as an extension of yourself, where you care for every element in nature and do your duty to preserve it and have care and responsibility for all life. This includes everything from the water you use to the waste you produce to the street you live on to the land around your house to the garden you maintain, the road you use, the food that you consume, to all those many things of life. You have your choice to make it exactly the way you want. So why not make it better? Live in solutions. Live in harmony. Be a master survivor. If you always seek the necessary harmony within, you are building our new earth timeline right here and right now. It takes each one of us. If you do not follow these principles, you're clearly joining the timeline that will lead you into exile, i.e., the world without atonement or tribulation. There will be no third way. Not now, but there is still little time. Little time, admittedly, but there's no reason to despair. It all depends on you to make those right choices. Take care of your vibration based on your love that you have for life and your Creator. As a master survivor, you will create your timeline even if you do not want to. But you will fall right into it if you focus on harmony and solutions. You will fall right into that ascension path where harmony and solutions prevail. It is not your will that will do this, but the frequency you generate. Your will will tune you into the frequency, your free will. But the frequency that you generate will bring others and help them along as well. They'll pull them up. This goes automatically, and neither I nor anyone else can stop you from following it, because your vibration will make sure that you achieve this. Take care of your thoughts, beliefs, and attitude. When you want something for others, that is exactly what draws you to yourself and draws it back. So even for your enemies, just wish the best for everybody. If you do that, you will get the best for yourself. You know, if you see the good in those around you, you will bring out the good in yourself. The desire for social chaos or personal gain will inevitably lead you to the timeline that will bring you into reality where chaos will envelop you. Whatever you choose, whether it's a promising future or a difficult time, what awaits you will inevitably be of your own making. If you believe it, when someone says that evil is winning, it is this reality that they will experience. But when someone says the light has won, that is exactly what will present itself in the days ahead. Everyone is now in the time and position to co-create. It does not matter whether it's good or bad, but everyone is creating their own reality. This is what justifies the separation of the chaff from the wheat, because the chaff creates more chaff and again and again. And that can no longer coexist with the wheat, as these energies will be in conflict with the five-dimensional realities. The fate of humanity will be decided now, and the Master Survivors will take the lead. Becoming a Master Survivor, there's no way and no more waiting. So by becoming a Master Survivor, you will take this lead and bring harmony and solutions into your life. While everything will be very intense, the Master Survivors will be calm and secure. We expect everything to be finally settled, like I said, in 2025 and 2030. Then there will be no judges or courts, and we'll see exactly that everyone can be their own judge and make their own choices. We're moving rapidly from tyranny to the Aquarian freedom and age of Aquarius and general enlightenment, as a new net reality has morphed the mental matrix quickly with the advent of the computer internet revolution is open source knowing. And you can learn anything you need to know these days by just reaching out and making that choice to do so. The new technology for all connected instantly everywhere and interactive humanity has brought us to this quantum age of Aquarius. In all connecting scheme of things, we all want freedom of assembly, wisdom of the crowd, unless we fail to become Master Survivors and we remain subservient drones of the authoritarian hive mind. Wisdom of the crowd was once known as common sense, which became uncommon via over-specialized compartmentalized thinking and excess out of balance with right brain holistic intuition. It's been said that the most powerful special interests in the world have a vested interest to divide and control agenda that subverts U.S. as Master Survivors creating the family of mankind. So they want to subvert us, and so we have to be Master Survivors to survive this onslaught. As Aquarian cosmic love surges, the divisive dialectic purges, it will be a thing of the past. With everyone rising up and becoming Master Survivors, we have right before us our common sense victory. On the Master Survivor Beyond PhD, I bring you these victorious changes that are constantly taking place. The mainstream media and more alternative media will not reveal. Just recently, a surprising radical proposal came about in marketing trends. Let's make people happier, not just wealthier. This just came out in this mass marketing thing. So they said, no, we should not. Instead of the profit, we should focus on making people happier. Economists and the media love things that they can measure objectively, like the number of deaths in a village or the number of dollars in an account. So over the past century, they focused on measuring health and wealth. The best policy programs for society are deemed to be the ones that save the most lives, say, or increase gross domestic product by the wildest margin. And there's a good rationale for using a metric like GDP, gross domestic product, as a shorthand for well-being. There's a very high correlation between the nation's GDP per capita and its self-reported life satisfaction. But a strong predictor is not a perfect predictor. As we've gathered more data on happiness of different populations, it's become clear that increasing wealth and health do not always go hand in hand with increased happiness. But the economist's objective measures people in rich countries like the U.S. should be doing great, yet Americans are only becoming more miserable. A growing chorus of experts argues that helping people is ultimately about helping them become happier, not just wealthier and healthier. And the best way to find out how happy people are, just ask them directly. It's a revolution in thinking that's gathering force in policy and charity circles alike, and it's starting to upend conventional wisdom about the best ways to do good. Part of the virtue of the subjective approach is that people can bring whatever matters to them into their assessments. So how much meaning you have in your life could be an input into that, into your assessment. They're realizing that in order to keep customers, they need to have happy customers. Hello! This is what I've been doing for years. I want happy customers. I want my patients to be happy. It's about the individual, not about the quantity, not about the profit. It's about successful people being happy. This belief and trend is growing. It's all going on. This is part of this new awakening, folks. Now the mainstream is starting to say, hey, we need happy customers to keep customers. Hello? That's exactly the way Dr. Johnny thinks. If my patients aren't happy, I got to find out why and I got to talk to them. This is all going on in the right direction because happiness brings contentment and this long-range goal in our new society. And now we see the business adapting this model because we have to do something. Nearly business and industry needs more revenue because all the businesses are failing now. They know that the only ways they can increase their bottom line is to have more happy customers. So when I said we're coming into this new fifth dimension, all of a sudden it's hitting the business climate. We got to have happy customers. If we don't have happy customers, we run out of business. That's exactly what happened to Bud Light and all these other businesses that are going so woke. Well, that didn't make people happy at all. In fact, they abandoned Bud Light. But there's a difference between pleasure and happiness, and I'll get into that in upcoming shows. But I spent a long time telling you about this new transition into the fifth dimension and how as master survivors we can come into this Aquarian cosmic love. But it's already happening in business because I just read you from an article from one of the top business economists saying, no, in order to stay in business, we have to have happy customers. That's the change. That's just this year. Okay? So, folks, are you confused about what's going on today? Need help? Well, tune in every Sunday at 3 o'clock Central Standard Time. And Dr. Johnny will bring you the truth about our world and provide the tools to help you survive and thrive. The truth will set you free, and America and the world needs the Master Survivor Program and the Master Survivor University more than ever. This has been a culmination of my laboratory work, training medical doctors, and helping my patients for over 40 years. You ask any of my patients if they're happy with my program, and they will probably tell you, I stick with Dr. Johnny. He's my doctor. That's what a lot of them have told, and that's why all my business comes by referral. Back in 1983, when I managed Davenport Labs, and we were producing the hair tissue mineral analysis, the HTMA, I thought it was so important to incorporate food based on the individual's chemistry in the healing process. You see, I wanted the old Greek food preparations to be part of our methodology. After all, Hippocrates says, let food be thy medicine, and thy medicine be thy food. And one of the things I'm beginning to understand today is these old Greek ways of eating and preparing foods actually enhances and builds a healthy microbiome. I knew it back then in the 80s. The other thing I'm seeing and understanding is that the toxins we're exposed to that are destroying our microbiome, and this is the foundation of our Master Survivor Program, is a good, strong, balanced microbiome. So there's a very, very clear choice for you listening to this show right now. Do you want to continue living in with this toxic assault and suffer the consequences of this extensive extermination program on humanity? Or do you want to be a master survivor and rise above the hopeless environment of the masses in this chemical hysteria and start living with good health and extreme optimism? Do you want your body to throw out toxins like glyphosate that destroy your mucosal layer and your microbiome and get rid of heavy metals like arsenic and mercury? Become a master survivor and do it in a healthy way that does not harm your body. Why fall prey to this mass extermination program? If you haven't figured it out by now that the general population is under a mass extermination program, you're asleep. You should avoid antibiotics and aggressive chelation therapy. Mainstream and some natural practitioners will recommend a drug or chelation therapy to get rid of toxins, but they know nothing about the microbiome. In most cases, this will not be a permanent solution because the microbiome will be damaged and disrupted, and many toxins will remain and lodged in your body. And most mainstream practitioners and many natural doctors don't understand the microbiome, and they do more damage than good when they advise chelation therapy or, you know, antibiotics or, you know, to get rid of toxins and microbes. These heavy metal and graphene oxide, if you want to get rid of your graphene oxide, talk to Dr. Johnny. Just go to themastersurvivor.com and send me a note saying, I want to get rid of my graphene oxide. You know, and I'll tell you exactly what to do. It's just a, you know, all they're doing is a quick fix. It's not a long-term solution. But as a master survivor, just think of the name, Master Survivor. You survive long-term. Why not become a master survivor and get your body and microbiome balanced first and speed your rate of repair faster than your rate of injury? Why not get the right signals from your microRNA? For those who want my services, consider the Master Survivor Program. It is the two steps that cost less than $600. Step one is the hair tissue mineral analysis, $226. And step two is the 3 hours total gut restoration program to restore your microbiome. Following these protocols will balance all the minerals in your cells, get your microbiome flora in the right levels, and improve your messenger RNA and strengthen your genetic expression. If you decide to study at the Master Survivor University, you will be introduced to many of the hidden secrets from the ancient Greek ways of food preparation to be shown how, with laboratory science, you can use food to heal and have a thriving health practice. Then your patients will get their body and their mind back under their control. This brings everyone independence. You save money, and we don't get sick. I say at the end of each show that I host, I want my patients to have their lives and their minds under their control. What I'm helping you do is creating the right microenvironment to bring resilience back into your body and your life. With the improved RNA sequencing, you, the patient, will provide and promote sustained resistance and protection against any disease. It's so easy. But the first step is remove the toxins and the real causes of illness. And in order to remove toxins in a safe way, you must get the exact foods in your body. It all starts with the foods we eat. That's how we got sick to begin with. To get the right foods, the only way we can find that out is by using the hair tissue mineral analysis to identify your exact biochemistry that will show which foods to eat and which foods to avoid. With the proper diet from the HTMA, the cells will get their minerals balanced and stronger and start dumping toxins like heavy metals and glyphosate. This is the first step, $226, the HTMA. Go to themastersurvivor.com and scroll down and click on the Master Survivor Program, and you'll see step number one, the HTMA. Once balanced, the cells are so good at repair, they clean up everything in all the systems of your body and your, you know, of your body. This is all well coordinated by a communication network that's not human at all, and from the genetic expression of the virus, bacteria, and fungal organisms in a balanced microbiome. This is the second step, the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit, to eliminate the harmful pathogens in our colon. Getting all the flora in the gut corrected creates the right genetic signals that govern our recovery and well-being. These specific signals from the messenger RNA and genetic expression are made by the flora in our microbiome. If your microbiome is not balanced and you have gastrointestinal issues, that can be eliminated if you introduce the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit. However, after an initial period of 6 months, and no, stop and stay away from the sugar in the diet and supplement schedule, the HCMA, you will feel much better because your cells will reformulate and get stronger with the balance of the minerals. Then our body starts communicating and getting well. With our laboratory analysis, the HCMA, we show the test before and after. What we're doing is working. I show my patients, I said, well, okay, oh, I'm feeling better, Johnny. I'm just feeling so good. I said, all right, well, let's go over your new report. Let me show you why you're feeling better. And I compare it to the old report, and they see exactly why. I show how the toxins have been removed. And to strengthen the microbiome, we use the 3R's Total Gut Restoration Kit to heal your digestive tract. This Total Gut Restoration program is from the other lab I work with. It is proven from a double-blind human studies that the 3R's program, you know, improves the gut. It usually works effectively in less than 6 months with a continuous introduction of proper sporebiotics. From our lab for maintenance to keep your microbiome in harmony. Our study is showing that most leaky gut disappears in 60 to 90 days of the 3Rs, and afterwards you can eat gluten and foods that you're once allergic to, because you may need those foods if it's recommended by your HTMA for your own body chemistry. Before you couldn't eat it because you're allergic to it, but now you can once you complete the 3Rs program, and that restores the Shikimek pathway. Most, if not all, allergic reactions disappear, and many times clear brain function returns. So abnormal weight gain, that disappears, and in the complete Master Survivor program, the HTMA and the 3Rs Total Gut Restoration Kit together provides a dietary roadmap that is the basics of what I provide from the labs to the patients I'm working with in my practice. I challenge anyone to find a safer, more effective way to eliminate toxic metals and chemicals from the body, heal up the mucosal layer, and bring back the Shikimek pathway, and to cure once and for all your leaky gut problems. There are no other conventional or natural ways to effectively accomplish this, nor does anyone prove it with before and after laboratory analysis. Dr. Johnny is the only one. Become a Master Survivor today. Go to TheMasterSurvivor.com. And I'll see you next week, right here.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Now that you see how blatantly the midterms have been stolen, how many other times have you been played? The Green New Deal, the pandemic and the vax, Sandy Hook and the courts, the missing gas chambers, bio and chem labs in Ukraine, Bill Binney, Catherine Horton, Nick Kohlerstrom, Ole Damgaard, Tina Pollard-Sachs, and many more. You don't want to miss my third annual False Flags and Conspiracy Virtual Conference, 3 to 4 December 2022. 24 speakers, 26 presentations. Check it out at jameshfetzer.org. This one is for history.
Thank you. This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Don't miss the Crip Rick and Jonathan Show every Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Studio B, right here at Revolution Radio.
The journey begins.
Hi, this is
to fun, health, and
to leave a callback number, press 5.